Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 270 for Tuesday, February 17th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, underpinned by technical-based buying as the charts remained pointed higher. Though the strength in canola had some traders scratching their heads, as a firm Canadian dollar and falling soy oil values should have weighed on the market. Canola values were anywhere from $1.50 to $5.50 higher, March up $5.50, while the May contract was up $2.40 at $465.50 per ton. Some speculative buying interest in the May contract could be underpinning the market, as could fresh export demand from China ahead of their New Year holidays. Spillover support also came from the gains in Chicago soybean and soy meal futures. A lack of significant farmer selling as they're waiting for even higher prices, and warmer weather in Manitoba and Saskatchewan added to the bullish tone. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybean futures were mostly firmer. Soybean prices were anywhere from 9 to 18 cents higher, March up 18 cents at $10.08 a bushel. News that the harvest of soybeans in South America has been delayed was bullish for the market. The strength in soybeans was also linked to a lack of significant farmer selling in the U.S. due to weak prices and unfavorable cold, snowy weather in the U.S. Midwest. Though ongoing expectations that South America's bean crop will be record large helped to overhang the market. Corn futures were also mostly stronger following the advances seen in wheat and soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 4 cents higher, March up 2.5 cents at $3.89¾ a bushel. Further support came from slow farmer selling in the U.S. and a weaker U.S. dollar index. However, weakness in crude oil values was bearish for corn, given its relationship with the ethanol industry. Chicago wheat values were firmer, reacting to news that violence continues in Ukraine, despite the agreement for a ceasefire made last week. The ongoing fighting could disrupt wheat exports out of Ukraine. Values are anywhere from 1 to 4 cents higher, March up 2 cents at $5.35 a bushel. Worries about cold weather possibly damaging winter wheat crops in the U.S. Midwest added to the bullish tone. However, the large global supply situation and a lack of fresh export demand news for U.S. wheat helped to limit the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.